The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Hour number two of the John Stadmiller Show. It's Bob Tuskin filling in for this hour. Enjoyed hearing Mike Rivera last hour. Jesus, that guy a wealth of information. And, well, I was wondering what I did wrong. The black helicopters were flying above my house today and yesterday, and I'm not a crazy conspiracy theorist, and yes, I'm a bit paranoid, but I sure as hell saw these black helicopters up in the skies. Well, I did a little digging. I didn't have to dig too hard, and I found that helicopters are here in my portion of north central Florida doing exercises. Now, I exercise because I want to stay fit, and I don't really get why these military exercises are taking place in direct violation of, well, our Constitution. Anyways, regardless if you agree with that or not, the black helicopters are flying ahead here. If you're hearing sounds and you're in the north central Florida area, don't worry. It's just a drill. Hopefully that drill won't go live. But the helicopters have been taken off and landing at the airport since this past Saturday, and are stationed temporarily at the University Air Center, the fixed-based operation at the Gainesville Airport, and are part of a larger training exercise in South Florida conducted by the U.S. Special Operations Command based at MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa. And Major Mike Burns, a public affairs spokesman for the command, says this is only going to be the start. The flights in and out of Gainesville encompass between 4 to 8 aircrafts and are made up of Black Hawks and Chinook helicopters. The Chinooks, a heavy-bodied helicopter, have distinctive tandem rotor blades. Black Hawks are smaller and are the military's go-to utility helicopter, and they're even flying at night. You can't even see these things. They have this technology. It's amazing the amount of technology they have these days where they can fly in the dark. It's almost like they know what they're doing, and they have unlimited resources for the military-industrial complex. Oh, wait a second. They do. Anyways, I thought this was very interesting. The Special Operations Command oversees special operations of the U.S. Army, Air Force, Navy, and Marines. What significance this has to anything, I don't know. But it happened right in my backyard, literally. That being said, what else is going on in the world today and this week? Well, we'll get into that in just a little bit. I got Steve Starrs coming in. Steve is our Vatican expert at the Bob Tuskin Show. He'll be on my show later tonight as well, but we figured we'd give you a taste of what this new Jesuit Pope, newly elected, is all about. Are you tired of hearing about it? I sure as hell am. Well, what haven't you heard about as far as this is concerned? We also got a Mossad Minute talking about that pesky spy agency from Israel. The Mossad is, well, very active in our world affairs, and we'll give you a Mossad Minute, and we'll tell you about butterflies. No, this isn't New Age Pollyannish BS. This is real science. We'll get to coming up.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Welcome back. Lots going on in the world. It's hard to keep up with all the odds and ends. And, as much as I have my eyes focused on the geopolitical situation around the world and the powers that shouldn't be who are trying to kill us all, eugenicist scumbags, I got to focus on solutions. And last night we went over the 10 ways in which we can combat the system and take control back into our own hands. If you missed that, please go to the archives and check it out. And we got a Mossad Minute coming up in just a moment. But before we do all that fun stuff, and we'll also open up the phone lines. I know Mike was taking calls last hour. So 800-313-9443. If you have any black helicopters flying above you, that'd be great to hear about. Or if you have anything else on your mind whatsoever. 800-313-9443. Joining us now is a longtime friend and colleague, Steve Starrs, who has had his eye on the Vatican for many years now. Now, let me give a quick disclaimer. I don't think that the Vatican is necessarily the end-all, but I do see them as a complicit member of the New World Order, if you will. Now, that's not to say that I'm neglecting the role of the Zionist or neglecting the role of, geez, I don't know, the reptilians. I don't know. The fact of the matter is, I see this agenda as a multifaceted one, and it is compartmentalized. There are different aspects to it, and we need to look at all of the different puzzle pieces and not necessarily discard a puzzle piece because it doesn't fit. We just kind of see when it fits and see when it doesn't fit, but, you know, keep it on the side, in the background, if you will, and see how it might come up again in the future. Okay, does that make sense? All right, so now that I got that disclaimer out, let's talk the Pope. There's nonstop Pope coverage. I mean, geez, you would think that it's an actual, event. But no, it's an event for the religious zealots, and I'm not anti-Catholic. I'm not anti-Jewish. I'm just trying to talk about this with an open mind and see how this figure who has so much influence in the world today, how he is able to affect our policy in the world today. And believe me, they do have a role in the world today. These religious leaders, although they might seem ceremonial, just like the Queen, although she may seem ceremonial, they have a role behind the scenes. They're part of the oligarchy, very much so. So it's important that we take a look at what role that is that they play. And Steve Sarris has been doing so with the Pope. Pope Francis is the name he's going by. He is the first Jesuit. Is that right, Steve?
Yeah, that's correct, Bob. He is the first Jesuit to ever be a pope. The Jesuits were banned by Pope Clement XIV back in 1773 because they had a very bad reputation of intrigue, political upheaval, subtle, just destruction of all kinds of republics. Essentially, the order was, basically developed, Bob, to counter the Reformation and what was going on with Martin Luther up in Germany, and also to destroy republics that would not obey the Pope. So, I mean, it's as far as we're concerned, and, you know, a lot of us might be thinking right now, they've already painted a target on your back, whether you like it or not. And so this is very odd to see the very first Jesuit Pope and his background, especially he's got some stuff with Argentina's dirty war. We'll talk a little bit more about that. But that's just a brief overview here of who these people are.
He, of course, is the first pope from South America, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. Former Cardinal Jorge Mario Bergoglio, or however the hell you pronounce his last name. I apologize for butchering that. He is already being presented as a laid-back pope. You know, he's trying to be cool and hip. He didn't read his first prayer in Latin. He did it in Italian, right? So that's pretty cool. Let's see a little bit more about who he was as a cardinal and where he comes from. I read yesterday from something you had sent me that, the BBC had a reporter, Eric Camara, who went over there and learned a little bit about this cardinal, and he said that he often preferred to keep his black robe on instead of the cardinal's red and purple vest he is entitled to wear. Is this the black pope?
Yeah, this is a convergence of the black and white popes. Now, the black pope has always been the Jesuits Society of Jesus general, and this is the first time we've ever had a Jesuit as a pope. And, of course, he has his baggage with the dirty war in Argentina. We're looking into a lot of that right now. You know, the situation being, of course, Anthony Sutton was a guy who pointed out many years ago that the elitists of the world like to manage conflicts. That doesn't mean that they resolve conflicts. That means that they manage both sides of a conflict. In other words, you have a Democratic candidate by the name of John Kerry, debating a Republican candidate or Republican incumbent president at that time, who was George W. Bush.
But wait, both a second. Weren't they both members of Skull and Bones?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm getting at, Bob. Yeah, here you have a managed conflict. You have either side wins. It's like heads I win, tails you lose. You know, this is the way we've seen this, of course, in our presidential races. We've seen this in with Republicans and the Democrats, you know, teaming up against the American people in Congress. Friends, this is what they call managed conflict. And what you had in the dirty war in Argentina was, in my estimation, a managed conflict where you had these right-wing extremists backing the government dictatorial powers that were there. And then you had this unruly type leftist group of people who are sometimes called the product of liberation theology, which is what Malachi Martin talked about in his book, The Jesuits, who were instigated and propelled or at least motivated by the Jesuits on the lower, you know, levels of society, you know, about the injustices. Oddly, they were very there, of course. But the thing is, in this conflict, it's managed. Both of these sides fighting each other are, you know, basically being controlled by the same people who stand to gain by eliminating everybody they don't want in power in either side and then pushing the people that they do up to the forefront of these different right. sides of the argument.
It's the same dialectic we've seen time and time again, Steve. Steve, you keep using the word Jesuit as if it's a dirty word. Who are the Jesuits? What do they represent?
Well, the Jesuits were started by Ignatius Loyola in 1534. He initially wanted to start up a little war-type army to go to the Holy Land and reignite the Crusades, but the Franciscans did not like him, and they said, look, we've had enough trouble here, get out. And he went back to Rome, and the Pope said, listen, we got real problems with these Protestants. Those are the guys you have to get after. So they were counter-reformationists is what they were. And they chased Calvin out of, and the Huguenots and people like that out of France. And they started an organization basically to go after anybody who was, even Christians, of course, in this case, not Muslims, but Christians, and Protestant Christians in particular, who were not in subservience to the Pope. So the Jesuits have always been an anti-Protestant war machine. They are to the Pope what the CIA is to the president, the old Pope, that is. I believe that there may have been complicity, if not direct involvement, in the assassination of John Paul I, not the second, the first. He was only Pope for 33 days, and then he died. And there's a discussion even among a lot of people, even inside the Vatican, that he was poisoned. And he did not like Arupe, the former Jesuit General Pedro Arupe, who had his own baggage at that time over this issue of liberation theology. So we're going back to the 70s during this era and that time. And that's when John Paul I, I believe, was assassinated. So they kill popes, just like the CIA kills presidents. Jesuits have committed papacide, if you like. It's the same kind of game, and the Jesuits are very well connected. Having a Jesuit pope is actually, I think, worse than the prophecies of St. Malachi or somebody like that. I mean, this is obviously something very, very peculiar, and it's something that needs to be looked at and examined and taken with a word of caution, I believe, Bob.
Absolutely. Steve Starr is joining us, and he'll be on later tonight to get a little bit more in-depth into this topic on my show at 10 p.m. Eastern, so definitely stay tuned for that. Steve, I'm going to move on here. Would you like to ride shotgun with us for the rest of the hour?
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll join you tonight. I've got some things I got to do, but it's been good to do a cameo appearance, and I want to say hello to all of your listeners, and thanks for having me on. Let's keep our ears tuned to what's happening, friends. There are changes coming down fast.
All right, I couldn't agree more. Fair enough. Steve Starr is a very busy guy, and thank you for your time, and I look forward to our show tonight where we'll get a little bit more in detail about this Jesuit order and the significance of this new pope. Thanks again, Steve.
Thank you, Bob. We'll see you then. Bye-bye now.
All right. When we come back, we'll get to some phone calls. I'll do a Mossad Minute. The pesky Mossad is back at it again, and I'll tell you what they're up to now. So don't go anywhere. Lots to get into this hour. Filling in for John Stadmiller, I'm Bob Tuscan.
Around the clouds, what goes up must come down.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Dial us troll free at 800-313-9443. What's your take on the Pope? Are you getting prepared for these serious times? Do you have a news story that you would like to bring to my attention? Are you in favor of booting me off the airwaves? I really love calls in opposition to me because it's no fun when we sit here and agree all the time. So if you've heard something that I've said that completely irks you, here's your opportunity to pick that bone. Is that how you say it? No, that's not the saying I was looking for. The bone to pick? Pick that bone? I don't know. It's funny, I'm a talk show host and I don't even know how to speak correctly. Dan in Colorado, save me. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm a loyal listener to RBN, but I have one hell of a time convincing people that everything isn't right.
It's like Chicken Little. Huh?
But on the lighter side, I went down to our local department store this afternoon, and they're having a Pope Francis sale.
You're kidding me.
Little boy's pants are half off.
Oh, jeez. That was just wrong, Dan.
I know it.
Oh, no. Well, thank you for that one-liner. We'll be here all day taking calls like that. As much as that is painfully funny, it's true. You know, that's what the Catholic Church, amongst others, it's not just the Catholic Church. there is a conspiracy of silence amongst many of the so-called powers that be, or the powers that shouldn't be, as I like to call them. And they're pedophiles. They're sick freaking pedophiles. There's no joke.
I must have been one ugly little kid. I went to Catholic school for 7 years, and not one priest hit on me. I don't know what the hell went wrong.
Were you an altar boy?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But an ugly one, apparently.
I guess so. Well, okay, Dan, you're lucky that your looks are not flattering. Thank you for the call. 800-313-9443. You know, we had a lawyer on the show the other day who talks about abuse cases and focuses on the Catholic Church. This is a very disturbing history of the Catholic Church that needs to be exposed. It does. It's the bottom line. I mean, talk about evil. You know, we could sit here and we could talk about false flag terrorism and the destruction of our planet and the slow kill poisons and all of these sinister things in our world today. But probably one of the most evil of things that I could possibly conceive of are these pedophiles that are not necessarily the creepy guy next door, but are in places of great power and influence. If you have not looked at the Franklin cover-up, look at it. Realize that this exists. And people say, well, no, Bob, we need to respect these people, and we brainwash our children to say, well, you can trust your priest, you can trust, you know, your teachers. And these scumbags take advantage of that and abuse the most innocent of lives. I don't know what else to say about it. It's evil. Bottom line, evil. E-V-I-L, period. Well, listen to this. In other news, U.S. fighters warn of Iranian jet-chasing spy drone. That's right, drones are back in the news. Iranian breaks off pursuit after two American escort jets close in over the Persian Gulf. Things are continuing to warm up there. An Iranian fighter jet pursuing a U.S. spy drone over the Persian Gulf was warned off by American escort planes, the Pentagon said just today. The incident occurred Tuesday over international waters, said spokesman George Little. The Iranian plane, a Vietnam War-era U.S.-made F-4. Hold on. Wait a second. Let me repeat that. A U.S.-made F-4. A U.S.-made F-4. Do you see what I'm getting at here, folks? The very interests that we're supposedly against, we arm. We arm them. Let us not forget the history of Iran, going back to when they overthrew the democratically elected Shah and put in these zealots, these religious maniacs that we're supposedly fighting against today, trying to save the world from. And then they have the chutzpah to go into places like Libya and now Syria. And who do they install? Who are the freedom fighters that they want to put in power? That's right, folks. You guessed it. Al-Qaeda at its best. The two U.S. fighter planes were escorting the drone on a routine classified surveillance when the Iranian jet appeared. One pilot issued an oral warning, and the American jets then closed to within 2 miles of the Iranian jet, which flew away. Quote, the United States communicated to the Iranians that we will continue to conduct surveillance flights over international waters consistent with long-standing practice and our commitment to the security of the region. What a frickin' joke. When we come back, we'll take more phone calls and I'll do what is known as the Mossad Minute.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pick up at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
So Bob Tuscan filling in for John Stadmiller, who is out on assignment from what I understand. 800-313-9443. Call in with anything that you have on your mind. I want to hear from you. Here's your opportunity to do so. Get out your crayons. Write down this troll-free number, 800-313-9443.
And now, the most
well, as promised, here's a Mossad minute for you, ladies and gentlemen. Australia, the Mossad base for espionage? That's right. We've been talking a lot about the Prisoner X fallout in Australia, where the report of an administrative mistake regarding contacts and notifications in the Ben Zaijir suicide case was recently released. The report was a complete whitewash for the government so far. A cover-up would be a better way of describing it. I had read the tea leaves from the parameters set initially when the Foreign Office review was announced. The Press TV report says they focused totally on, quote, administrative improvements, and no public official would dare go near the IE word. Israeli espionage in Australia. Why not? Well, it's because they have been complicit in Israeli spying inside their own country for decades. That's why. And it's no different here than it is in Australia. They have been letting Israeli intel recruit Aussies, both to recruit other spies amongst the many foreigners living there, but also to do the domestic spying operations against Australians. The Zionists always deem critical to their survival exploiting all relationships they have with any and all countries to exert as much control and influence as possible. The Press TV article says, quote, "I watched a short clip that someone sent me today of an AIPAC operative lecturing to students how they were going to stop Israeli divestment resolutions on campuses by taking over the student governments, just like they have done in Washington, D.C. with Congress. I must say I was surprised at that admission, and I'm not. Having seen how the college campuses operate and how influential the Jewish lobbies are amongst the college campus, it is no different than those in Washington. The proof is in the pudding. They never catch any Israeli spies or break up any networks in Australia or here in the U.S. for that matter, because they aren't really trying to. You can just imagine the corrupting influence this has at the government mid-level positions who watch this going on, administration after administration. The players change, but the fix, well, it remains in permanently." So there you go. That has been another Mossad Minute. And let's go to the phone lines and continue our conversation here today and talk with Bear. Bear's on the line. What's up, Bear?
Good afternoon.
What's on your mind?
You know, you say, you know, the black helicopters are there and they're going against the Constitution. I think you really have to be a little more specific about which Constitution you're talking about.
Well, I was talking about quasi comitatus.
Right. Okay. So if the assumption is that the Constitution of 1789 is in full force and effect upon you at this point in time, you know,
I don't assume anything anymore, Bear. I don't even know if the Constitution is exactly what George W. Bush had expressed it to be, just a GD piece of paper or not. I don't know. Well, it very well could be. Yeah. I'm open to hearing what you have to say.
Well, I know of five different constitutions, and there's probably quite a bit more than that.
All right.
There's at least five constitutions. It calls into question which one is which. And in 1861, that constitution that you're talking about, that Posse Comitatus has anything to do with, was put into a full state of emergency under military rule. And that's under the Libra Code of Article 100. Of military law. And then under the bankruptcy of 1933, it went into another constitution where basically everything went into a receivership. Well, what went into receivership wasn't the Constitution. It was the federal government zone of the District of Columbia went into bankruptcy. And when that happened, then it went to another constitution that basically said that the bank and the fund were the powers, and that everything under the old federal constitution was now the bank and the funds. And then in the 1948 or just after, there was another constitution that went into effect that said everything was now under the United Nations.
Yeah, that was the National Security Act of 1947, if I'm not mistaken.
Right, and then after that, in the 60s was the Constitution for the of interdependence, which was a United Nations Constitution that made everything into a world citizen. And then just lately, in the 1980s, with Vicente Fox and George Bush and George W. Bush and I forget who the Canadian Prime Minister was at the time, there was the Constitution for the North American Union. So if you don't know which Constitution you're looking at, so, you know, as we move forward, if people would understand that their declaration of who they are and which master they serve is totally up to them. And that comes under natural law, and that comes actually, the United Nations recognizes that, that every man and woman has the ability to declare who they are. It's right there. I don't have it in front of me where the United Nations declaration is. So if you want to be under creation, then you can start all over again, and you can, and you don't have to be part of this empty corporate world, and you just tell them you're not going to buy into it anymore.
Well, Barry, good stuff.
Well, it's just, you know, there's an organization out there, and maybe, I don't know if you've seen it or not, it's called One People's Public Trust.
I have heard of it, yeah.
Yeah, and all I'm saying is there's a tool where they've actually gone in and made a declaration of their own saying that they're under creation, and they no longer want to be part of a slave system. And it really doesn't matter what constitution everybody's under. Let's just start again. Now, the problem is how do you enforce it? In enforcing any kind of contract, just starts at the beginning where you have to call them to order and say, I'm not part of that contract, and if you can prove I am, that's fine. And by swearing out an affidavit and then never having to rebut it, because these guys never want to expose themselves as being in a slave plantation, a slave system. And this goes back to what David Icke is saying. This is, goes back to basically anybody who's a free man on the land. There's a, you know, there's tons
sovereign of citizens, as they've been called.
Well, yeah, sovereign citizens, that's what a misnomer that is.
Yeah, oh, yeah, sure is. Larkin Rose is somebody that I study,
right,
who gets into a bit of this as well. And he'll be at the Free Your Mind conference that I'll also be speaking at in April, freeyourmindconference.com. Bear, bottom line it for me, because this is good stuff, and perhaps you should email me and we'll have you on for a full show about it. But I want to get to some other callers.
Okay. The main thing is if you want to make a real contract, make it with your creator first. Because the only thing I've found that's really good in this world is my relationship with my creator and then my relationship with my family. And everything else, those are all contracts that can be voided.
Right on. Great call, Bear. Good to hear from you. Thank you for your insight today. And we'll move right along and try to squeeze in some other calls here. 800-313-9443. That's toll-free. Get out your crayon. Write that number down. 800-313-9443. Mike in Minnesota, what's on your mind?
Bob?
Mike?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's up?
Oh, as far as like on the Pope thing and that, since you like reading and that, check, you find that at the library, but there's a book called, and it was written by a Jesuit priest who worked down in the catacombs of the Vatican in the records section. And he, as a result of writing the book, had left the church altogether. But the book is called The Vicars of Christ, The Dark Side of the Papacy. And it goes all the way back to the very first pope. Little boys jumping naked out of cakes for the pope's birthday, and I mean the whole nine yards.
They've always done that, huh?
Yeah. I mean, this is going back, you know, 1,100 years or whatever, you know, the church has been around. But it talks about, and all these you know, antidotes and different things they mentioned were in the records that he dusted off and read and finally had put a book together out of them, you know, pope by pope, so to speak.
Right. What was the name of the book again? The Vicars of...
The Vicar. Like they say in England, they call a priest a vicar.
Right.
The Vicars of Christ, The Dark Side of the Papacy. It's a
dark
phenomenal book. It really is.
I'll have to check that out, Mike. Thanks.
Yeah, sure. And that's pretty much it. How you doing with your garden, your greenhouse?
Oh, man. It's coming along just all right. I've kind of put it aside with the baby and everything, although I should probably step things up a bit more with the baby. But things have been hectic here. The seasons are changing, Mike, so it's time to get back into it, huh?
I think so. I got the upstairs the lettuce is just starting to come up in the broccoli. And so
nice.
I'm doing that in the house, and so the cats can't get it, got the door locked. So it's just, you know, it's too cold in the greenhouse right now, and I don't want to put the electric on. It's too spendy. And so once it gets big enough and you transfer it out there, and you know, I figure probably another couple weeks it'll be warm enough. I won't even need heat or anything. It gets hot as the dickens in the greenhouse just from the sun. You know,
are you sure it's not from global warming?
Nah, I don't think so. Oh, speaking of the deal in it with the solar cycles, did you hear anything that it's supposed to get hotter this year than last?
Well, the weather has been crazy. As much as we want to poo-poo Al Gore and the rest of the global warmest, there has seemed to be several weather trends that are very interesting. So I don't know. I have not heard that explicitly, but it wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, because like we're reaching the end of this solar cycle, and that like 2013 is supposed to be, you know, kind of like the Big Bang or whatever, the end of it, and then the cooling trend starts.
Yeah, we should definitely keep our eyes on the sun. There's all sorts of activity. And, you know, one EMP could potentially take down the entire grid. So as much as we want to sit here and prepare for, you know, the black helicopters flying above us and the powers that shouldn't be coming after us, there very well could be a natural event that is cataclysmic.
Yeah, that's true. You know, it kind of makes you wonder where we're going to do our gardening in the future. Is it going to be all in greenhouses or you know, I mean, that's an interesting thing.
I'll tell you where the so-called elite are doing it. It's underground. They have aquaponic systems that they're utilizing.
Is that how they're doing that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, and the other good thing about that is, regardless if you think that there's a concern with these trails that are left in the sky, in their minds, I think they're cautious of what is being sprayed, barium, aluminum, strontium, and those sorts of chemicals. So, I mean, regardless if you agree with it, you would have to acknowledge that going underground would protect you from any of the toxins in the atmosphere.
There you go. They've been spraying so much of this stuff that I notice I rarely ever see real clouds anymore. The sky, you used to see the sky was all blue, and not long ago, and you've seen clouds. Now the sky all the time is just, it's gray. From the horizon where the trees are all the way up, anywhere you look, it's just gray. It's like very rare do you see any. I saw the past couple days, I saw real clouds in blue sky.
Wow. And I couldn't believe that. Yeah, we've had some blue skies here as well. They must be taking a break. Mike, always great to hear from you, buddy. Take care, okay?
You betcha. Thanks for taking my call.
Anytime. All right. Let's go to Danny in South Carolina. Danny, how are the skies there?
Hey, Bob.
What's up?
Hey, Bob. I didn't call about chemtrails, but I wanted to back up what the gentleman just said. Very rare, except when a front comes through. And then you can see by the contrast, because it's so stark, and you realize, like in 3-4 days later, when the gray sky comes back, it looks kind of sickly, sort of metallic, maybe slightly tinged to it, but it just ain't natural. But when that front comes through and the blue skies and the white clouds come back, then you can really notice the contrast. But why I'm calling? I'm calling about H.R. 938.
All right, hold on. Let me get a pen out here. H.R. 938.
It is introduced on the 4th of this month, and it is now in committee. It's introduced by Ms. Ross, how do you pronounce her last name,
Lettinenstein.
And it says for herself and Mr. Deutsch. This came out March the 4th, and it is a bill. The short title is the United States-Israel Strategic Partnership Act of 2013. Now, this was announced during the big AIPAC conference, of course, that they just had. And shortly thereafter, they went through the paperwork and got it filed, and now it's sitting in a committee, which committee it doesn't say. But The last part of the bill, Section 9, the whole bill is a bucket of guano, but Section 9, report on eligibility of Israel for visa waiver program. And according to what I read here and do the cross-reference to the Section 217 of the Immigration and Nationality Act, the crux of it is that Israelis will no longer be required to obtain a visa before entering the United States.
We're going to be invaded, Danny. They're coming in.
The implications of this are totally awesome.
All right, well, tell me more about it on the other side. We've got to take our final break for the evening. We'll come back. Don't go anywhere.
Can't you see I'm working?
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Alright, final segment for this afternoon. I'll be back tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. and we'll be talking a little bit more about the Vatican and so much more. There's always a different guest on a different topic, and it's always solution-oriented at the end of the day. So I really strive to do so. If you wanted to call in but couldn't get through, or you want to reach me off the air, my email is bobtuskin, T-U-S-K-I-N, at theintelhub.com. And you can reach me on my website, bobtuskin.com, T-U-S-K-I-N. Before the break, we were talking with Danny, and Danny brought to my attention a new Israeli-American relations bill that is on the floor of the Congress. And Danny, just reiterate what this is all about before we let you go.
Well, I mean, it's about many things. I specifically mentioned Section 9, which I've done some digging into and followed some blogs and discussion on. And the language, of course, is technical. But what it boils down to is that any Israeli citizen, if they pass this law, any Israeli citizen who shows up at the airport will get a visa to enter the country. No questions asked, no paperwork, no filing of forms or anything needed. Kind of like a Canadian does. There is more to the, I mean, which, again, depending on how many layers of the onion you want to peel, it is an invasion. I mean, I think I told you, I believe I mentioned to you when I called you several weeks ago that my brother was in real estate, him and his wife, they were on hard times until recently. They're rolling in the clover again because they've got a lot of Israeli clients that are buying up distressed property, which, of course, they're happy to broker for them. But here we go. This gives the Israelis, there are a lot of people in Israel who come from strange places like Ukraine and Russia and other Balkan countries, and I don't know what kind of background checking they do to them, but the way I read this is, in fact, an invasion. There's a lot of unsavory people, a lot of Zionists are going to be basically given carte blanche. There are
let me just make a distinction here, and I hear you, and I'm not at all for this violation of our sovereignty, but the Israeli people, many of which come from Eastern Europe, as you said, and elsewhere, are not Semitic, for that matter. That's why this whole notion of being an anti-Semite is so ridiculous. The Semitic people speak the Semitic languages and are of that geographic location, and if anyone's Semitic, it's the Palestinian people. But that being said, Denny, the Israelis, the people that live in Israel, they're just a part of this mess, like many of us are in the United States. The government, the interest, the Zionists in control, they don't speak for the everyday people like you and I.
But the Israelis themselves are complaining about all these foreign Israelis that are coming in from God knows where.
Well, I hear you. All right, Danny, well, thanks for the call, brother. You'll have to call in to my show later and tell me more about it, because you do have my attention. And you can email me, of course, as well. All right, folks, hope you enjoyed me filling in for John Stab Miller, who I assume will be back tomorrow, but you know what happens when you assume. Take care. Love you.
Red, white, and blue, we must take America back. We must take